John chapter 19, verses 2 to 7. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify." But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he has claimed to be the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And here is the Julian of Norwich reading. "I suddenly saw the red blood trickling down from under the crown of thorns, hot and fresh, plentiful and lifelike, just as though it were in the moment of his passion, when the crown of thorns was pressed onto his blessed head, he who was both God and man, the same who suffered for me in this way." And in the same revelation, the Trinity suddenly filled my heart full of the utmost joy, and I understood that it would be like that in heaven forever for all those who will come there. I saw with my bodily sight in the face of the crucifix which hung before me, at which I was looking continuously, a part of his passion, contempt, spitting and soiling and blows and many lingering pains and frequent changes of colour.
Last week, we started to focus on the specific moments of Jesus' passion, following the gospel chronology rather than Julian's revelations themselves. And we looked at Jesus' scourging at the hands of unnamed soldiers and reflected on how Jesus' suffering and bleeding body is a metaphor for God's abundant and overflowing love. God's love sustains us through the dark times, giving us hope and reassuring us that whatever we face, we are not alone and we shall not be overcome. Julian's vision of Jesus' crown of thorns was the first of her 16 revelations shown to her over a period of 3 days. And interestingly enough, she tells us very little of what she actually saw. But her words are very evocative, they're compact, and they draw on ordinary domestic imagery. Last week we were confronted by the unsettling image of Jesus' body bleeding profusely, continuously, as she experiences these visions. And Jesus' crucifix is the focal point throughout. What a stark reading we had this evening. "I suddenly saw the red blood trickling down from under the crown of thorns, hot and fresh and plentiful and lifelike, just as though it were in the moment of his passion, when the crown of thorns was pressed onto his blessed head." Our gospel account, again, this evening, is equally as brief, but points to a very significant moment in the Passion narrative. All the gospels record this moment, the moment of Jesus' humiliation and mocking at the hands of the soldiers. named in Matthew, Mark and John. They sarcastically call him the King of Jews, a title imposed on him, ironically, by Pilate. In our gospel reading this evening, John tells us that the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. This is the start of a series of acts designed to humiliate and dehumanize Jesus, stripping him of both his identity and his self-worth. Firstly, there's this mock crowning with the twisted thorns placed on his head, causing pain, not just physical pain and bleeding, but psychological pain. They address him with mock deference and clothe him in a purple robe, hailing him King of the Jews. And they humiliate him. Matthew's gospel tells us that they removed his clothes, the ultimate humiliation, to stand naked and vulnerable in front of the soldiers, who, as in John's words, slapped him in the face. Julian sees this painful humiliation, but unlike her contemporaries, she doesn't actually enter imaginatively into this scene as a bystander. Her focus is drawn to the crown of thorns itself. The crown of thorns which presses deeply into Jesus' head, causing copious bleeding. And the vision of this sparks a surprising insight into how intimately God loves us. Jesus' crown, the emblem of humiliation and suffering, but at the same time is transformed into a garland of joy. Julian marvels at this moment of beauty, responding in praise and wonder and joy, and urges us to look, meditate, see God's love in this moment. She is overwhelmed with the realization of what God has done for us in Jesus. And isn't it a surprising response to such a gruesome vision? Julian's joy fills her heart, full of the utmost joy. It's in this moment of humiliation and vulnerability and suffering that Julian sees God. That God is to us everything, as she says, that is good and comforting for our help. God, she continues, is our clothing that out of love enwraps us and enfolds us, embraces us and wholly encloses us, surrounding us for tender love so that he can never leave us. Let's sit for a moment with this incredible and yet so ordinary an image. Whatever we are facing tonight or going through in our lives, be encouraged. God is our clothing. He fully enwraps us, enfolds us, embraces us, encloses us with his love. He can never leave us. He is so much part of us. God has got this. Following this insight, God shows her a little thing, the size of a hazelnut, lying in the palm of my hand, she says. Perhaps this is one of the most famous passages of all Julian's writing. Hazelnut was an everyday object, everyday food item in life for a medieval woman. And curiously enough, was used as medicine for childbirth. So it was a very familiar object, an ordinary passion icon. And Julian holds it in her hand, holds it and realizes that it is all that is made. God made it. God loves it. And God cares for it. She concludes, God is the giver of all life and all being. And adds, in the same way, everything has its being through the love of God. Jesus is copious bleeding as he suffers this humiliation, the pressing of the crown of thorns into his head at the hands of the soldiers, gives Julian and gives us the insight into how intimately God loves us. The contempt, spitting, soiling blows drew out Jesus' pain and suffering, his crown of thorns symbolising this humiliation. And yet, in this suffering, Jesus glimpses hope and comfort. Julian tells us God's love conquers all pain and suffering, even death, because God's love is more powerful than anything. And she tells us he will never leave us. Even in our darkest moments, even in such dark and difficult times as these, even as we despair at the suffering we witness in our broken world, and maybe even in our own lives. And we think of the Ukraine this evening, again, suffering terribly through the bombing and the endless thoughtless violence against children and babies, old people. And we trust with Julian that God is in everything and sees everything. And we need to remember that God is everything that is good and is our comfort and help.